Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo.
And yo.
And yo.
It's a
Sunday.
It is, and it's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Get the fuck out of here.
On
Twitter.
Uber. Uber facts. Actually, I got a bunch of these loaded up. We got some things to discuss.
Oh shit!
Talking about Uber facts.
Is that an app or is it?
No, it's a Twitter. It's a Twitter account.
Oh.
And they just share random facts, but some of them recently have been really crazy. How do you feel about ice cream sandwiches?
You know what? I like ice cream sandwiches. I don't. This is gonna sound weird. I don't really like ice cream all that much till I just sit down and eat. But an ice cream sandwich makes me feel like I'm not eating a lot of ice cream. If you know what I mean. Like there's just something in, you know, like a buffer. So I like ice cream sandwiches better.
I'm with you on that. Like I know what it never made sense to me to see people that go like Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Or someplace like that. Yo, they come out there with like 3 scoops. I'm like,
how? I barely like to get 1 scoop. Like
right. When I was a kid, we lived close to a Dairy Queen.
Right.
So we go there like once a week when you're a kid, like in the summer.
Right.
And I would get the regular, they had like a kid's ice cream cone. So it was basically the little, it was a cake. Or, I don't know what kind of, it was like a sugar cone. They call it a sugar cone.
Yeah.
So you get the sugar cone, but you get 1 little scoop of ice cream on top with sprinkles.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was good. That's good for me. Like, I don't need, you know, 12 scoops on one thing. I don't know how people do it.
I actually, like, as an adult, I've gone to ice cream places and asked them. I said, look, a lot of places now, they'll just give it to you in a cup and give you a cone.
Yes.
So that's the best way to do it. Say, I do want a cone, but put the ice cream in a cup. Put the cone in there, so then I have an option.
Yes.
So I can eat it with the cone. But if you don't, they just give you, like, you have to ask them. I've even been to places and asked people, please don't put the ice cream over the top of the cone. Just fill the cone.
Yes.
Which is weird, because a lot of times they think it's weird. But I'm like, you're actually making a better profit from that. Like, and I don't mind.
Exactly.
I don't want to waste ice cream.
Exactly, because I know I don't eat that much ice cream to begin with. So.
Same here. We're giving, this is a ice cream packed intro. What is your favorite
ice cream
if you're going to have ice cream?
I like cheesecake ice cream because a lot of times it comes with cheesecake pieces. Anything that really, like, an ice cream that comes with pieces of whatever the dessert is always an exciting time for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've had cake batter and stuff. I don't know. I feel like it's all right for, like, a sample, but it's just a lot for me to eat at once.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I think ice cream is, like, any kind of sugary thing like that, too much of it is gross. It's like, I feel like there's like a threshold. Where even if it's a good flavor, like, my flavor is mint chocolate chip.
Yes.
I love mint chocolate chip. But the white kind, not the green kind.
Yeah, that's kind of racist. I didn't realize that there is a difference because, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think the green is more like a food coloring, and the flavoring doesn't taste as good, but the white ice cream that's, mint chocolate chip is like hardcore mint. Like really, it's like the real deal mint, like peppermint oil.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now that got everybody.
That is true though. Like there is a difference.
There is
a difference. I feel like I had ice cream the other day.
Yeah?
Matter of fact, yeah. my mom got some ice cream.
Okay.
And it was a Grand Central Station.
What the heck? Wait, that's like a, that Grand Central Station, it tastes like bums.
Oh, yeah.
And like, and trash. Like, oh, there's a day-old slice of pizza. Oh, it's rat poop.
No.
I found a rat poop in my
tray. It's graham. Like, a graham cracker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, graham.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, yeah. So it's Graham Central Station. Got you. But that can fool people, though.
Yeah.
I have, like, we got a new ice cream flavor. What's it called? It's called a porta potty.
Ew.
Like, all right.
That's horrible.
It's chocolate. That is disgusting.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
Yeah, I've gone too far.
Gotta give you that one. Now it's pretty bad.
I'm gone too far. Let's just begin. Let's begin the
show.
Yo, and yo, it's Simon Illa. And it's the Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast, brought to you via and by and from and for, I don't know why I'd say for. Anyway, the Anchor app, we record, edit, distribute this podcast all in the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to, if you haven't already inherited a podcast.
Go ahead and make them.
Everybody get a podcast. And we do have a producer of this thing. Who produced
this thing. Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. What were you asking
me? Are you eating?
Before I eating? I did eat today. Excuse me. I had during this whole quarantine, I've eaten so many sliced turkey and sliced chicken sandwiches. It's ridiculous. Here's the thing. They're good, and they're easy to make.
Yep.
You can keep deli meat for a while.
Yep.
You know, you got it for a good 4 or 5 days. Like, just get some bread and some, I like mustard. Right. And you're good to go. So, today was another sandwich day. Although, last night, I went and got a grilled chicken quesadilla.
Whoa, one more for you?
Yes, and here's the thing. This thing was, okay, you know those typical to-go containers?
Yeah, like the plastic ones or the
foam ones. So this quesadilla was half the size of that. And it was just jam-packed with chicken and peppers and all kinds of good. I didn't even eat half of it, so... So I got the other half to look forward to today. Yeah. So we were just talking about that it's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Do you know what yesterday was?
It was National Girlfriend Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you knew.
Well, funny thing, I found out from you.
Yes. Because of my Instagram post.
Your Twitter, your tweet.
Oh, I tweeted this.
Yeah, so I was like on Twitter. And I was like, oh shit, for real? And then I went to the hashtag that apparently was trending, and I was like, oh well. Yes.
Right. Well, hey. So did that change how the day went?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Okay. Did you end up doing anything? Or
yeah.
Did Pamela even know?
Oh, no, she did not. But I got her.
okay.
We got Fridays to eat. And I went all out, honestly. I sometimes forget that we're short as shit. I was like, I'm going to just get all these meals. And I'm like, oh, fuck, how are we eating all this? But I'm going to tell you what I got. So
please.
I got the appetizer sampler. And I got myself a burger. Well, sliders. So it came with two sliders. It came with fries. I got myself onion rings, but somehow somebody in this relationship claimed the onion rings and thought that they were theirs. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I've shared my onion rings. And
Yeah, I've seen
I
it.
got her a surprise because I picked her meal out for her because I'm trying to, you know,
Ooh.
I'm trying to level up in this relationship. You know what I mean? Trying to see
Yep, yep.
if I can get it right. You know? So I got her
Yep.
sizzling chicken and shrimp, and she enjoyed it. So
Cool.
it has like grilled chicken, and it's got
Yeah.
cheese underneath or whatever. Mashed
Cool. Okay.
potatoes, and then you get shrimp, and there's like some marinara sauce. I don't know. However they do it, it looked like it was good. She enjoyed it. And then I got mac and cheese.
Go.
And yo, shout out to Fridays. They gave us two things of mac and cheese. I
What?
know. I was like, shut the fuck up. And
Dope.
then I got a cherry limeade, and then I got her a Coke. Because she says Coke makes, drinking Coke makes her feel fancy. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because
Okay. That's
we don't get
adorable.
booed out like
Yeah.
that. So, I mean, so.
I dig it. I like that sweet. Yeah, that's cherry limeade,
It's
by the way, is
fucking
one, and
good. Yo.
I don't even like sugary drinks that much, but oh, by the way, I know you don't drink
Yeah.
soda, so this ain't even gonna matter. But this is how it's related. My favorite drink, if you've ever seen those soda machines where you can kind of make your own
Oh, yeah.
flavor. Okay, so I would always go to Wendy's. When I used to go to Wendy's, I would get Diet Cherry Lime Coke.
Oh, yo, that's fire. That sounds good.
It's so good. Because people be like, what? I'm like, give me the Diet Cherry Coke. And then give me some shots of Diet or Lime Coke. Because they have Lime
Yo,
Coca-Cola. So it's
that's
so
fire.
good. But that's great. That's really sweet that you ordered for her and you knew what she
Yeah.
wanted and all that. That's dope. You got, dang, I mean, that was Fridays, you said? Okay, shout out to Fridays. And
Yep.
I'm sure y'all got crazy
Yeah, we're eating them
leftovers.
now. Huh, ironically.
Oh, yeah. You can get like a whole extra day or
Yeah, that's
two
what I was like,
out of
man, we
that.
could really make the stretch. But on the thing is though, today's my dad's birthday.
Okay,
So we
okay.
gotta eat there too. And I'm like, damn. Huh,
Dang.
yo. I mean, I'm grateful. See, when you're short, you're like, damn. We gotta space it out,
Oh, right,
you know.
yeah.
Oh, and then how could I forget? I got a brownie, obsession or whatever the shit's called. So it's like a brownie.
Called
Yeah.
Brownie
Yeah,
Obsession.
it's got like, it's obviously a brownie and then chocolate sauce and then candied pecans and ice cream,
Damn.
vanilla ice cream. That's what you want.
Sheesh. Have y'all ever had the like a molten lava cake?
Babe, have you had a molten lava cake? No, she's not, but I have. It is, oh, it's
Yeah.
so good, bro. When
It's
you
so
crack it
good.
open, it's like, I'm
It's just
like,
hot
ah, oh my
chocolate
god,
sauce
yo,
in
it's
there.
so good.
So good. How are we not like
That, yo,
3 foot
I don't know
tall and
how we're
500
not huge,
pounds?
bro. I've always tried to figure it out, like.
People have asked me that my whole
Because, like, how are
life.
you not so big? I'm like, I have no idea. Like.
And I know, well, Pamela and I talked about it when we hung out a couple weeks ago, because Pamela said she could eat. I know you kind of eat like a
Yeah,
bird
I do, yeah.
sometimes,
It's
as my family would
like
say.
once a
But
day.
I can eat. Like I can eat 3 meals a day and eat a lot, and I just don't gain any. Like my legs are still super skinny. My arm, like, it's really weird. Maybe we just got high
I think so
metabolism.
too.
Maybe we're like a little bunny rabbit. You know what I mean? Like,
I definitely think my
because I can
height.
eat a lot,
I
but
think I definitely have a high metabolism. Because I just feel like,
yeah.
I mean, I've been pretty consistent in my size and weight, you know?
Yeah, me
Like,
too.
now, I will say I gained weight freshman year at college. And I was it. Like, everybody has that,
Well,
like, freshman
yeah.
15, bro. That is a real thing for a lot of people. Like, because you don't realize how much you actually, like, gain until you look at photos and you're like, fucking jeez, what were they doing?
That's
And then
weird
the
and
whole fucking
funny.
cafeteria, bitch, like every day, like,
Yeah.
because I wasn't used to the food,
When
you
you
know what I
did.
mean? I was like, damn, this is lit.
Yep.
And then you get used to going there, and you're like, oh, okay. And then that cooked
And
away.
you don't have anybody there telling you don't eat that, don't eat that. You're like, hell yeah, I'm eating 5 Pop-Tarts this morning. Like, what you talking about? Like, yes, I mean, what would that be for us though? Because I remember when I went to college the first time I came home on break.
Yeah.
My grandmother said, because, you know, your parents, were my grandmother was like my mother to me. You know, they notice everything
yes,
about you.
Yeah, fucking you.
And I wouldn't even make it in the door. And my grandma would be like, you gained weight.
I was like, damn. What are you trying to say?
Like, god dang. Well, good to see you,
hope
too.
You've been well. Shit.
Yes, exactly. How's everybody? Yo. So, I wonder what, like, a freshman 15 for us would be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was, like, pounds. I'm sure it wasn't actually 15.
Freshman 5. I can see that, yeah.
But 5 pounds on us looks like a fucking lot. Like, you know, just because we're so small, like, it doesn't. And when I gain weight, it shows in my face first. Like, it's not like my stomach is bigger. It's just like my face. You can tell, like, yo, he been eating. Like, nah, he been eating good. But I get some.
Where does it say? You know, the second spot it goes to is.
Your thigh. Well, my thighs definitely
is. Yep. Face and then the thighs. Yep.
But in my relationship, I get happy weight, whatever they call that shit. Like, I get.
Oh, yeah, the happy
weight. Yeah, I'm getting my dad bought in, but I'm okay with it. Like, I used to be, like, really, like, anal about it, but now I'm like, hey, I'm vibing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not letting myself
go, if that makes sense. I'm not, like, letting myself go. I just know. You know, I'm filling out. You know what I mean? But that's also because I've been like once a day. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm eating. So, I mean, it's probably like a normal thing. But
I think that's what it is, because if you're around somebody that eats, you know, 2 or 3 meals a day, you're used to eating one. You're going to be around them. They're going to be like influencing you.
In a good way. Because Pamela would be like, yo.
And you're just going to be gaining weight.
Pamela would be like, yo, you haven't eaten in like 2 days. I'd be like, really? I didn't realize. Like, I'd just be passing by. I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, because my system doesn't really tell me, like, that I'm hungry, per se, unless it's like a while, like a long time goes by. So I just don't feel like I need to eat. But I've been trying to get into. I probably eat like twice now a day. I want to say
that's
three,
good,
but it's much better than the once or just not eating at all in a whole ass day or eating at like midnight, you know, or whatever. So I'm trying to improve.
I have a friend that she would do that same thing as far as like just not eat, and we would talk occasionally. And I just know her so well. And we would talk, like, I don't know, late at night, you know, 11, 11:30. Well, typically midnight because of my Instagram thing. But I would say, did you eat today? Just out of concern, you know? And she'd be like, oh, I ate a piece of watermelon earlier.
That's not
but good. I haven't eaten since yesterday. I was like, what? Like, oh, yeah, I forgot. And I'm like, how, like, I can't do that. Every 4 hours, my body is going, yo, eat.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach hurts, or I just get a little bit of a headache, something.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been like that, though. But, by the way, you're talking about, you know, National Girlfriend Day and, you know, your relationship, you know, and what that entails as far as you eating regularly, all these good things. So, me being single, as a Pringle, as they say, I was on Instagram last night, and I became a poet. I was slinging out poetry. I was just making shit up. We could be freestylers, I think.
Hell yeah.
You and I. You know what I'm saying? And I was freestyling some great poetry that was really bad, and girls were like in there going, you serious? It was amazing, you know. I would rhyme like cripple with nipple, you know, and so, like, it was great. Oh, and wheelie with feely. Anything that was, it was pretty sexual.
Oh.
But that's me. What can I do? So, waking up this morning.
Yep.
Checking my Twitter. By the way, this is when you realize you should probably not sleep next to your phone. Because I woke up in the middle of the night. And I remember checking Instagram in the middle of the night and getting mad because someone had a typo. in their
cafeteria. Oh, no. Yo, I hate that, bro. And it's always the simplest shit.
And I was like, that's... I was like, it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Yo, I hate when it's the simplest shit that, like, people be fucking up. I'd be like, oh, okay. I don't understand.
But then I went back to sleep and woke up going, what am I doing? Like, I really woke up in the middle of the night to get mad about that. Just because I checked it. And I was like, you know what? Something's got to change. I may have to, like, get my phone away.
Yes.
From me in my sleep.
Yep.
Okay, so one thing I thought would be entertaining today. Because we can talk about whatever as well. But some of these facts that are on this Uber Facts Twitter account are incredibly weird. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of these. This one said, by the way, did you ever play with Legos when you were a kid?
Yes, I love Legos. I used to build jails.
Okay. Jails?
Yes.
We'll look into that in the next episode. I used to build gas chambers.
Yo, no, when I would go to my aunt and uncle's house, I would,
Yes.
My uncle and I, we would literally work together, and I like to build jails. I don't know why. It's cool. Interesting. But I did used to build jails out of, and every time, bro, not like there was nothing else that I really wanted to build other than a jail.
Yeah.
Cause I think it really came down to here's what the truth is. I feel. I really think it's just because I like the fact that I could use the little doors that they have, and it, like, opened up.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it was the actual, building a jail that I was, like, excited about.
Right.
It was just the fact that I had a reason to use the door. And I think on the door, it would say, like, police or some shit. I don't know. So I don't know if there's a lot of, clear doors like that. So I was like, hell yeah, let's get it, fucking build a jail.
Right.
And that's it.
That's good. It is. It's a little different, but I like it. Because I know a lot of kids, you know, I was like, I'll build a airplane. I'll build a pirate ship.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Build whatever. And then Jay's like,
I'm going to build a jail.
Oh, you, another jail. Right. Very good. This time, nobody's getting out of
here. They'd probably be on one of those screens, you know, where they monitor people. And they give me some Legos. And they're like, let's see, what are you going to build? And then all of a sudden, at the end of, the 20-minute time period, after they watch me, I have, a complete jail. And they're like, oh, no. What does this mean?
he's even arranged them in little things. Yeah, exactly. Dang, what the hell? The warden's over here getting paid off.
I know.
That's too funny. Oh, this guy didn't make parole again. That's wild. Well, the reason I bring this up, there's always something relatable here. This says there are 62 Lego pieces for every person on Earth. Think about that.
That's pretty dope.
Also, think about this. Something we've never had to worry about. People stepping on Legos. That is a bitch. Now, I used to crawl around on the floor, without my chair. Because I didn't like being in my chair when I was a kid. But I really didn't step on anything. But man, you leave a Lego out, you're going to hear about it. You are going to hear about it.
Yep.
Because it'd be quiet in my house. If you hear my grandfather or something, maybe he went to take a shower or whatever. He's walking back to whatever, and you just hear, God damn son of a bitch. That's how you know that. Oops,
my bad.
That's a lot. 62 Lego pieces.
Per person.
For every person.
That's wild. That's hard to imagine.
You need a lot more than...
No, you're saying that's hard to imagine.
It really is. You can't even fathom that number. Because 7 billion people?
Yeah, or is there 8 billion now? I don't know.
I don't know. It could be. If people would stop... Well, after this freaking
pandemic, I guess we're going down, huh?
No, I think we're going to go up because I mean, I unfortunately, I know. Damn, just got really dark real quick. I think a lot of people are banging though.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They're just, oh my God, ooh. About to have pandemic, just baby
Can
brain
you imagine,
like,
if you were born
six,
in a
7 months?
Like, the story?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, wanting to know what your story
is. Or you were
is.
Just conceived in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, what is, how did you and mom, how did you and mom meet? You're like, well.
Let me tell you.
Well, we were kind of stuck in the house together and wasn't much to do.
Whoa.
We were just banging all day. It was, I guess it was inevitable.
Yup.
You know. So like, wow, that's romantic.
Exactly.
How many kids are going to be named, like, COVID or,
oh,
you know.
I bet. Oh, it's so fucking annoying. I bet you they will be.
Okay, here's, here's something.
Is this one Uber Facts?
Wait, yeah, I'm just, I had marked a couple that are amazing. The Bible
yes. Is
the most shoplifted book of all
what
time.
The fuck out of here. Isn't that ironic? Who would have thought?
Thou shalt not
and
steal.
And they still don't steal the fucking Bible.
They should just give them away. Why don't they just give them away? The Bible.
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking for one that, oh, whoa. Okay, there is one here that says chicken, okay, in the term chicken tenders, do you know what the word tenders stands for?
Oh, it's that point.
Tenderloins.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I did not know that. I just thought they were saying, like, because, like, chicken tenders don't have bones in them. So I was like, oh, this is a tender chicken. This ain't got a hard bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe.
That's what I thought it was. That's an amazing fact to me. Okay, now. We're going to get a little dark here for a minute.
Give it to us.
Okay. Let's see, I had to bookmark this bad boy here. Okay. All right. Male redback spiders somersault into the female's mouth during sex and transfer sperm as they're being eaten.
Yo, imagine if we had to fucking somersault into a woman's mouth.
And she's like, yeah, yeah, it's hot, that's hot. But then you're getting eaten.
Fuck.
Huh. So she don't spit. She definitely swallows. Okay. Ah, yeah, dirty. But ew.
That's good.
Okay,
that's
so
good.
Wait. So you somersault into her mouth.
And then you just die.
Like, I bet a lot of girls wish they could just do that as humans.
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be scary,
eliminate too much. Hell yeah, it'd be scary for
yeah.
us.
Somersault into someone's end effect. I don't know.
Like, what good is that? That's literal suicide, basically.
Yes.
You're like, I'm sacrificing myself for the greater good, and she's just like, yeah.
That's what
get
I expect.
Get in here. Talk about an independent woman.
Well, that's Walt.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Absentee father.
Well,
ain't even got a choice. What if he wants to be there for the kids?
Well, I guess he won't.
It's messed up. I'm trying to figure out, though, so if she eats him, but how is the sperm transferred, like, is it going through, like, another kind of
I don't
hatch?
Know.
That's a biological term, a hatch.
So they're
the
all
spider's
single,
hatch.
I mean, single moms?
I guess so. I mean, unless one was tricky enough, he, like, maybe he tricked her.
Well,
he's like, nah, he's like, I got the sperm in there, but I snuck out while you were yawning or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't get it. But a spider don't have a big mouth either. So it's not like it's like a fucking crocodile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you got like a lot of mouth room to just kind of chill out in the corner. Like, I'll wait until she falls asleep and sneak out of in between her teeth. He's just like, no, probably one chomp and you're done. I don't know. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something needs to be done about that because they need to keep the family intact.
Yeah, like, that's it. Yeah. That's so fucking... I don't know.
What if one of those kids is like, tell me about Dad? You're like, I don't know. I fucking ate him.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Shit.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
Go eat some men. Yeah, I mean. Okay. There's more here. There's so... You don't understand how good... Twitter is a mess. But this is one of the great things about it. Is Uber facts. Chocolate milk was invented in Jamaica.
Oh, dope.
There you go. What do you know about that? Ew. Sorry, I had to skip some of these. Okay, now this one's interesting. The word nice used to mean stupid in the 1300s.
It meant stupid in the 1300s?
Yes. You're like, oh, check out my new, check out my new horse and carriage. Nice. Like, oh, how dare you insult me.
Yikes.
Like, so tell me about your new girlfriend. She's really nice.
What?
Very nice.
Sucks.
Okay.
That's funny.
How did that switch then?
Yeah, I wonder when that
maybe
came
people
in.
Just got really sensitive. Yeah. Like, we need a different word, because this doesn't mean what you think it does. Okay. Highly intelligent people are more likely to be messy, stay up late, and curse often. Well, that's pretty true.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I know, when I was reading it, I was like, wait a minute, I'm describing Jay.
That's me. Fuck.
You literally have all three of those.
Ah! I knew it was meant for a reason.
King Tut was mummified with an erect penis.
Well, good for him.
Wait, was it his own penis?
Someone else's penis. Yo, I'm crying.
They're like, wait, here's King Tut. What's his sausage next to him? Oh, that ain't no sausage.
It's just a penis.
Like, oh my. That is just a penis.
I'm fucking out of here. That's funny as shit.
That's wild. I want to know who researches these. I ran across one I wanted to read to you. Damn it, where was it? Okay, oh, I gotta bring this up. There's one mentioning TikTok. We need to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
A
lot of shit's happening.
Yeah, well, what do you think about that? We got, let's take a little break on the
yo, back. There's a lot so of talented TikTok creators. Like, at first I know people are, like, roasting TikTok. However, I like TikTok more and more now, but because there are honestly some really talented, like, as creators that are on there. So if it was to go away, I would actually feel bad. Because it's not just kids on there that are fucking using the platform.
No.
Like, I've learned a lot of shit on TikTok. Like, people, like, you know, do educational segments or whatever on there.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot of things. So, I think the president needs to worry about other shit besides fucking TikTok. Because we got a lot of shit going on in the world. And this should be
right.
The least of anyone's concerns about fucking TikTok.
Why is his concern China?
Is it China?
Because
people talk about him? I don't fucking know. But he needs to figure it out because it just doesn't make sense to me that we are worried about this shit. When we should be worried about the fact that people are fucking dying from this COVID shit, and we still gotta wear a mask every damn day when we go out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And people can't fucking get together. They still can't wear a damn mask. I'll be having people deliver. They ain't got no mask. I'm like, why? Like,
yeah.
It's not that hard. Like, it's just, it's not. I just don't understand what is so fucking tough about it. You know what I mean? Like, there is one person, that cleaned the room, like, she couldn't wear a mask, but for a reason, though, because she's, at least she was allergic to something like that. Or whatever. So there was a reason, though. There was, like, a medical reason. That's fine. Whatever. It wasn't because she was like, I'm just not going to fucking wear a mask, dude, because I just don't give a fuck. But if that's not your reasoning, then I've heard some people say, oh, well, I have anxiety about wearing a mask. And I'm like, okay, you know, however, something's going to have to get, like, you're not wearing it for fucking 8 hours a day. Like, you just gotta, now, if you work at a hospital, I'm sure that's stressful because.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, that I feel for people because I can't imagine wearing a mask all fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, well, Pat's
yeah, one. She has to. So, like, I feel for people like that. However, most of these people out here that are talking about it, that is not the case, bro. They gotta wear it for fucking 15 minutes to go to the fucking grocery store and get some. Maybe that should encourage you to go faster and make better decisions instead of fucking eating the samples for fucking an hour.
Yeah.
You know.
Hanging out at the Costco for 3 hours.
Exactly. So. I don't know.
Well. Yeah, it's
a lot, bro. I don't know what the solution is. I mean, the solution is for people to wear a fucking mask, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know. So I'm not gonna act like I do, yet. I say yet. Maybe in a couple of weeks I'll start figuring out, but definitely, yeah, it's such an easy thing. You know, like I said, my personal belief is just being, knowing people is that people don't want to look sick or vulnerable or disabled, right?
That's
like their fear. So it's like you're acknowledging death when you wear a mask. Yeah. Like, you're not going to get sick, by the way. This is a way to avoid it.
Exactly.
It's like, just be precautious. Like, just in case. I wear one just in case.
Yes.
Honestly, like, I know it may sound weird. I don't feel that vulnerable. I don't even go that many places.
Nope.
I go to Starbucks, and I order my drink. I go in there. It's usually ready. I pull up to the counter. I grab it and go out the outdoor. That's it.
And it's so simple.
Like, but I still wear it. Yeah. I still wear it. So, you know, it'd be, yeah. So if anybody listens to this and doesn't wear a mask, please.
Please wear a mask. Like, if you're able to, fucking put it on. Stop playing around.
And then we can all be, like, I'll tell you what, this is where it does start affecting, well, it affects people all the time. I was thinking about it the other day because Malia, I gone to Piedmont Park and posted pictures. Damn, that's a lot of peas. Piedmont Park and posted pictures. There's these little lakes at the park, and it's so beautiful just to go there and sit. And I usually do that in the summer. I haven't done that this summer. And you don't want to know why? Because I don't want to take a cab anywhere, and I don't even want to get on a bus.
Yeah.
Because I don't worry about, I'm going to wear a mask, but if I'm on there, is there a bunch of people that aren't? And if I get in a cab, I don't know who's been in that cab. Even if the driver is wearing a mask, who else has been in there?
Yeah.
What have they been touching on? Is there air still in here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's facts.
So I can't even go to the park. I can't go to the fucking park.
Yeah, like, I missed
it. Because I have to be super cautious.
Like, I really do.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I didn't realize how much I missed it until recently.
Yeah. Well, think about, like, you know, Pamela being here. If this wasn't going on,
we would have had so much fucking
fun. If she
came
down to visit, I would have been hitting y'all up and be like, yo, we're going to Lenox Mall.
Yes.
Like, come on, let's go. We're going to go eat. You know, just hang out, shop a little bit. Just have fun. And we can't even fucking do that.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's like, geez, like, everybody get your shit together. Like, please. So we can have some kind of normalcy by maybe the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because it does. I will say this. It does get frustrating and annoying.
Yes.
Because I know, like, I'm used to being at home, but I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would have been to a couple of soccer games.
Yeah.
By now, maybe even a baseball game. I don't know. It's like you can't do anything. Like, anyway.
No, that's That's fine.
Here's something interesting. More Uber facts. Songs that feature Nicki Minaj as a guest artist stream on average 172% more often than songs without her. That's nuts. So songs with her on it stream almost twice as much as songs without her on it.
She really be killing it. I think she's okay. Alright. Wait, I don't know. I don't really care for
them. Maybe people are checking for her to like say something outlandish.
She alright.
One of my friends is her engineer.
Good. That's good. I mean, I'm not hating on her. Do what you gotta do.
Oh no, I know you're not. Even if you were, it doesn't matter. I just one of my friends, Juice, is her engineer. That's dope.
Hey. And I mean it's cool that she's successful though. You know, like.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
I can't hate on it more. Women doing shit. And she's pregnant now. Really? Yeah, and I think her baby daddy's a joke because he has done a lot of questionable things for her husband. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. You know, I think if you dig deep enough,
we
could probably find something questionable.
I mean, yes.
Oh, really?
He has some cases against him that he was found guilty for. So, he had to ask a judge if he could be there for the child's birth.
Oh, he had to ask if he could be there?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's tough.
So,
okay, Lego
jail got a judge for him. He is a level 2 sex offender. Because it stems from the 1995 rape conviction of a 16-year-old where he allegedly used a knife / cutting instrument of sorts to coerce her into sex. He was ultimately sentenced to 18 to 54 months in prison. She clapped back at fans who criticized Petty's past. He was 15, she was 16 in a relationship. But go off internet, y'all can't run my life. Y'all can't even run your own life. Hey, they got married on my birthday.
Yeah.
October 21st, 2019.
Wow. It's a national holiday.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing, though. She says that he also played guilty to manslaughter charges in 2006 following gunfire that resulted in the death of Lamont Robinson in 2002. Okay. Anyway, but here's the deal. If this was the case about him getting charged with rape and she was 15, he was 16. Then, rape can be. Why? My thing is, it wouldn't matter. She said he was 15, but what does this have to do with the fact about rape? Like, it wasn't minor, having sex with a minor. It says rape conviction, not sex with a minor conviction. So, I don't know. But then he has sex with, I don't know. Anyway, but that's the story.
So he has some situations going on.
Either way, I mean, good luck with her and the baby. Only people know what happened for real, so.
Is this a quarantine baby?
I guess so, yeah, huh?
Oh, wait, or is the baby due soon?
Oh, shit, I think she's like 6 months.
Oh, yeah, that's right on the cusp.
On the cusp.
That's right before the quarantine. So, anybody being born, anyway. Yeah, good luck to Miss, to and baby Minaj.
Yo, I wonder what the baby's gonna be named. Yo, okay, celebrities be naming their babies some shit, so I'd be like, yo.
If it's like the third Minaj, would it be the baby menage a trois.
You're fucking done with you.
There it is. Podcast title.
You think people are going to be able
baby
to...
baby menage a
trois. Well, I don't think people will be... Do you think they're going to be able to pronounce it? Like, because I wouldn't know what a menage a trois is.
I mean, people know what a menage a trois is.
Look it up.
It's a very popular term. Oh. Just T-O-I-S. Trois.
Trois. Oh,
menage a trois.
Okay. You know.
As in a threesome.
Hey, hey, hey. Threesome.
But see, then that makes it baby. Maybe just menage a trois. I don't know.
You'll figure it out. We have to, I think we need to do that, something that with be... the menage stuff. That's funny.
It's, yeah, don't want to make it too problematic. So, to bring us back to Earth here, here's another fact for you. Potatoes were used as weapons in World War II.
Get the fuck out. Did they throw them at them, or were they, like...
Maybe like a potato gun? Have you ever heard of a potato? You could get, a gun that'll fire a potato.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fire.
Would they shoot out, as hash browns?
I like hash browns.
You'd be like, oh, you missed me, but I got some cheese, and I got some, you know, onions and peppers to throw on these bad
Yo,
boys.
I like hash browns.
I got an au gratin gun.
Oh, yo.
Your head. Au gratin potatoes. Cheese. Anything with cheese.
I do like au gratin potatoes.
Okay, this doesn't surprise me, this just makes me jealous, but it says, Mark Zuckerberg's home has an AI assistant named Jarvis, and it is voiced by Morgan Freeman.
I was looking for it.
Do you know how amazing that would be? I wanted Morgan Freeman to do my audiobook. Like, if my book got turned into an audiobook, I would want Morgan Freeman to read it.
That
would sound cooler than
that. That would happen, yeah. I need Morgan Freeman to be the Alexa voice.
You should.
Yes.
Let's see. There's so many of these that were good.
Because they have John Legend as the option for the Google voice, and I have that on Pamela's. I'm pretty sure. No, she might have changed it now, but I did at first. I had John Legend talk.
Oh, really? I bet that was pretty relaxing, though. He seems like he has a very chill, kind of voice. Okay. What if I had like Cardi B?
You fucking what? That would get me hype.
Just make those noises.
Get you hype.
Get those little palpitations going on. Oh my god. I can hear her just grating into my ear about something. Making the noises. It's a little crazy.
She would definitely be going off.
Yes. Okay. So, I don't even know where to begin. I've run through so many of these. Here's an unfortunate one, but we knew about this. 60% of NBA players are broke within 5 years of retiring.
Oh, that's cool.
That's messed up. I think, I had a conversation with KVZO about this the other day. I think, amongst other things, schools need to teach financial literacy. They need to teach people about mortgages, loans, credit cards, stocks, bonds, all that stuff. Because who gets taught? None of us were taught any of that. None of that gets taught to us. You know what I think it is? I think it's a class thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we know how, like, oh, this is, I know people that are like, oh, yeah, my family, they've owned stock in Apple since, I'm like, what? Like, my family doesn't even know what a stock is.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean? Stuff. So, yeah, exactly. Like, I got some chicken stock for Sunday dinner, and you're like, no, no, no. Yeah, so some people are taught that and some people are not. And even with credit and things like that, you're not taught, like, you know, just you get a credit card, it's like free money.
Yep.
Nobody ever says, well, they're charging you 25% interest every year.
Yep.
And you go, what do you mean?
Yep.
By the way, let me have an educational moment for everyone out there. Here we go. Everyone out there, if you have a credit card and say you have an APR, annual percentage rate, of 25%, and you use that credit card and you spend $1,000. Now, over a year, you're going to get charged 25% interest. So really, you owe unless you paid off early, you'll owe the credit card company $1,250, not $1,000. And the longer you take to pay it off, the interest just keeps growing.
Yep.
Okay. That was a teaching moment.
Yeah, I mean, life hack, I use PayPal credit.
Yep.
And my credit score is higher than most people my age.
Do they have an interest rate? I had a PayPal account, but I paid it off years
ago. Yep. There is, if you don't pay it off in 6 months.
Got you.
So, I had a 5K limit for this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once I pay it off, it'll jump my shit back up. It'll jump my credit score up. Yo, because I didn't realize, they say it doesn't count towards your credit score, but when you go to Credit Karma, that bitch says, it did. Like, it counts. So, it's a life hack because you can just use it to pay for, like, small purchases, you know what I mean? And just pay it off.
Yeah.
Now, I use it for my ads, so I use my limit pretty quickly. But also, having 6 months to pay it off is good because, you know, you just pay it off.
Yeah. Yeah, you have the means, you know. I learned the hard way and, you know, I was not educated in this stuff,
yep.
But definitely, you know, pay your shit off.
Oh, yeah, like...
Well, you'll be much happier you did.
Yeah, I learned a lot. Because my mom was impressed because she didn't realize that it contributed to my credit limit, my credit score. The paper
yeah,
on credit
oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, guess what my credit score is? And I told her, and she's like, oh, that's great. So, I guess it just depends. You know, but I'm learning a lot about credit and shit like that. There's a lot to digest, but I definitely think we should learn about it in school because I feel like I'm learning about it real late now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I learned about it really late and just, you know, you can get caught in a cycle.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're bringing in more than you're, you know, spending. That's just math. So I have one more fact I want to read, and then we can start closing it out here. But this is a somewhat of a disabilities related fact. Although this is weird, and you'll see why in a minute. It says in 2010, a Japanese company created a fire alarm for people who are hearing impaired. And the fire alarm sprays vaporized wasabi into the air. Do you know what wasabi is?
I feel like I don't like it.
It's super hot.
Yeah, it's that green stuff,
it's
right?
It's some kind of super...
Is it the green stuff?
Yes. So they spray a wasabi mist into the air. Now, here's the thing. That's all well and good, okay, if you're hearing impaired. But, so what, your eyes burning?
Yes.
So it's like, oh, there's a fucking fire in the building, and now my eyes are burning.
Oh, I can't see.
Good luck finding the... Yeah, now I can't see. I can't go out the door. That's probably not the... Couldn't they put some other kind of scent?
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
In there, like something disgusting. It couldn't be like a fart, though, because then they'd just be like, oh, damn, did I fart and I didn't hear it?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know about that one.
Jeez. I need to rethink that one.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it works, you know? Voice, I don't know. It seemed kind of weird.
But this is the entertainment that I find the Twitter stream. So, speaking of Twitter streams and whatnot, this has been a fun episode. I like these, having these little facts to discuss and all that. So, you know, good episode, of course. If people want to know more about us and our activities and our dealings, and maybe they even want to follow Uber Facts, I don't know. Where would people follow you?
Mini Producer.
On the interwebs.
Mini Producer, check me out. If you want to keep up with my stories, I post a lot of my stories. I haven't really posted anything on my main timeline, but you'll see I still exist. I'm still doing shit.
Yep.
I got my Rollout Fitness page. I got Mella and Jay Life. We're getting our content lives together because we're together now in person.
Nice.
Check out my girlfriend's podcast from me, Parati, and
How's the beat sales going?
Great.
MiniProducer.com.
Good. Yeah, MiniProducer.com.
Beat sales.
Yeah, check out that page. It's going. It's happening. You know, I'm just vibing. People are grabbing beats when they can, so that's always exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, I always get, like, excited when I see someone fight beat my whole life. Because it's fun. And I have reasonable prices. That's a really
excellent. It's a hell of a sales pitch.
I'm not gonna force nobody to get nothing. But if you need beats,
I get it.
And grab them.
That's right.
You know, that's the way it goes. The one thing I will say that I hope changes, is that, like, I wish artists would approach people that produce as, like, businesses and not as, like, their friend, because I get that a lot of times. Like, oh, what's up, bro? I need, like, and I really have just noticed this because, like, a lot of independent recording artists don't see producers as businessmen and women.
Yeah.
So that's why they say shit like that. And I don't speak like that to people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of like, you know, oh, how's it going? You know, whatever. Or, like, how can I help you today? So I have noticed that people do that.
Yeah, it's like when you approach, it's like people want to be, and there's nothing wrong with being friendly, but you don't know everyone and you're not. I guess you're not shooting to be friends with everyone. It's like, that's like if you went to someone's independently owned convenience store and you're trying to make a friend, but you want to buy a pack of gum.
Yeah.
It's just buy the pack of gum.
Because then people get offended when you don't treat them like friends.
Right, well, when you say, yeah, it costs this much.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, come on. Like, what do you mean, come on? It's a
business. Like, I don't know you.
It's like you wouldn't go to the Apple store and be like, I want this iPhone. Okay, $7.99. Come on, bro. It's me.
You know me.
Like, yeah, $7.99.
Fucking
pay. Yeah, yes. I'll say this. I was busy as hell this week. Yeah. Speaking of business.
Tell us.
I ended up mixing 5 songs. And ended up doing some audio editing for my friend's cigar subscription company.
Yeah, I got a
Provada.
Hey, that from Nevada?
No, Provada. Oh. My friend started a cigar subscription company, and their content is so on point. Like, they have the video blog, the video podcast. They have all this shit. Everything is pro. Like, from their videographers to that, and they've been hiring me to do their editing, their audio editing. Yeah, started by my friend Brian. Shout out to Brian.
Yeah, that's dope. I've been mentioning a song as well, and he gave me some really good feedback, so that's always exciting. And you know, I'm always liking to learn, you know, how to do stuff better. So, yeah, that's been pretty cool. I forgot how much I like mixing songs.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
When they have it together, you know, when shit is organized, it gives you more of a reason to want to mix. But speaking of mixing it up, where can people find you mixing it up on social media?
They can find me everywhere, Simon. Simon Illa, one word. S-I-M-O-N-I-L-L-A. Everywhere from TikTok, you know, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Black Planet. Oh, YouTube. I start making YouTube videos.
Yeah, I see that. So have I.
After our little talk. We had a little talk recently, you and I. And you kind of inspired me. And I was like, you know what? I need to jump on this YouTube
thing. I've started pushing on YouTube as well, bro. And it's been fun.
Same here.
I have been posting videos of me making beats. So I'm not teaching people how to make beats. Just because that's not particularly my style. I'm not really looking to give tutorials to people. Like, talking like, oh, this is what I'm doing. Because, to be honest, fun fact, I have no idea what I'm doing most of the time. Like, when I make beats, like, I don't have, like, artist in mind or someone that I'm trying to make.
It's right.
Like, whatever happens, happens. So, I have started making videos, and it's actually going pretty well.
Dope.
Yeah, I'm like, hey.
And are you just mini producer on YouTube?
Yeah,
Like, is it YouTube / mini producer?
No, I had a... Okay, so, fact. I had a mini producer channel. And when I was in school, I had to do a video or whatever for my class. So, I used that channel. And because they weren't used... Because YouTube apparently wasn't used to that type of content that I... Like, because I never... did that kind of stuff on my channel, they suspended my channel. And I couldn't get it back, so I had a backup channel that I had when I first started making I'm pretty sure, whatever. So, no, it's just Mini Producer Official. Like, I have one, but the other one is it's R&B Artist 13. That's, like, the original / I guess. Well, I have, like, a customized URL, and it says Mini Producer Official. So, but if you look up Mini Producer, it'll show up, because it says Mini Producer. That's where I'm at in life.
We need to add each other's channels.
Yes.
I need to add your channel, you can add mine. That's dope. And backtracking to my Instagram, you can catch me every night, 11 p.m., to midnight, doing a live thing, and real quick, before I talk about our live that we do, because we can give a little detail, but my community thing, I started doing giveaways, so I do these exclusive videos twice a week that go out to my community members, which you can join by texting 404-737-1662, and it's basically just another, you know, way I can communicate with people. So I have my following is not that great yet. But what I did, I do videos twice a week. And I said, a couple weeks ago, I said, I'm going to start putting things in these videos and I'm going to give things away. But I'm going to tell you what to do in order for me to give something away. So Friday I did a video and I basically said, at the end of the video, I said, okay, if you watch this whole video, send me your Cash App or your Venmo or your PayPal on my community.
Wait.
And I said, and so I know who has watched it. Because if they don't send it to me, they didn't watch it. And if they did, I know they did. And then I would randomly pick someone out of that. And I did, and I bought them lunch yesterday.
Wait.
And they were like, holy shit, you did it. I'm like, yeah, that's why I did it. And I put it in everybody's face, too. So, like, see, I did this for real.
That's fine.
So, yeah, it's a cool idea. But anyway, on on our Instagrams, me and Jay's, on Thursday we do a live review, and now we're offering some paid reviews. Do you want to describe that real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Before we get out of here?
Yeah, so we had a really good turnout on the live that we had before, so we had a suggestion from one of my people that are on my email list that we should start charging people, and I was like, dang, I never really wanted to, but I said, let's give it a shot. So now, when you send $20 to our Cash App, or to my Cash App, you get your full song played, you get a shout out on the live. We're going to start doing where we do it on the podcast. We'll have to fix that into the segment on the podcast. For now, though, you get a shout out on the social media, the live, you know, whatever. And then for $10, you get your song played after the $20 people, but you're still played before any of the free slots or like anybody that hasn't paid. Your song is still going to be played for 1 minute, and you know, you'll get some love.
Yeah.
But the $20 slot is where it's at, and we actually did pretty well for our first time. So.
Yeah, I think didn't we have like two or three
people
get a $20 slot?
No, we had.
Was it? No, it was one, and then three, ten.
Something like that. We did good. It was good.
Either way, we did really, and people were super cool and super nice, and the music was good.
Yes.
Like, it was really good. So, like you said, we're going to integrate something with our podcast and figure that out. So, you know, we talk about that off air, as they say. So, anyway, but thanks again, you know, to everybody that listens to this podcast, which is brought to you via the Anchor app. As you know, as I say over and over again, record, edit, and distribute this podcast on Anchor. Me on the iPad, Jay on the phone.
Thanks.
Super easy to do. Go to anchor.fm to start a podcast or just get the app on your phone. Super easy. And who produced this?
Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. So, we appreciate y'all. Hope y'all are staying safe. Please wear a mask so we can go out and do stuff. Again, we love and appreciate y'all. Don't make it political. It's not political.
Yeah, you see that a school reopened and then it had to quarantine students within hours because a student got COVID, tested positive for COVID.
Right away.
Really working out.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. A little sarcasm to cap it off.
Yes.
But anyway, next time, this is Simon.
It's Jake.
And we'll see y'all. Wait, we won't see y'all. You'll hear us next week.
All right,
y'all.
Peace out.
Peace.